Welcome back, everybody, to the Swamp Season 4, Episode 2. Max Ellicott joined by Joel Menzies again. Welcome back, mate.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Maxi. It's been a little bit between drinks on the pod.
Yeah, I think this is the longest break we've had in between episodes.
Yeah, there's been a few scheduling issues. We've tried to get a few people on and we've actually struggled. I mean, the last time I probably saw you was at the Cup.
Yeah.
Big day at the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, it was a big day for Menzies.
Real fill your boots day. Yeah. You know, get in and make some money.
Tell us about your second wind, mate. At about 5 o'clock, you were on the Pepsis. And then I see a photo of Menzies at 11:30 at
the pub. Yeah, so I was at the back of Flemington. Went to go see Empire of the Sun.
Right.
Very disappointed. But by that time, I, you know, had a second wind. ended up going into the city with a few of the boys. Had a few more at the Mitre Tavern.
Yeah, nice.
You have to take you there.
Sponsor?
Potentially. I'm working hard. I'll put some money over the bar, mate. I'm working real hard.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. Well, do you want to introduce our guest, mate? You're pretty good at doing that.
Yeah, look, I can do. Where do I begin with this man? In the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast earlier today, I'm told, by a reliable source. But here he is. He's battled traffic. Some traffic on the Kingsway in a burnt-out truck, I'm told, on the West Gate. But we welcome guest Will Long to the pod. Welcome, mate.
Thanks for having me, Joel and Max. Long-time listener, first-time interviewee.
Really?
Very excited.
You told me last night you'd never listened before.
So no, I haven't.
Okay, beautiful.
No, I have. It's been it's a pleasure to be here.
Favourite episode so far, mate?
Probably Deck Harrington's.
Right.
Talking about Dad and the club and how he wanted to come back and raise his kids around. It's good.
Yeah. I didn't expect you.
That's the one episode he's listened to, yeah.
I'm stumped.
Did some research at work today, that's all right.
Did some research.
At the airports.
Interviewed others about their favourite podcast, that's right.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for dropping by. Obviously, we locked you in pretty early last week. It was a pretty good performance in the ones that might have deserved a call-up over yourself, but can't go back on locking you in. Do you want to tell us how you got to the club? Obviously, you've been here a while. Obviously, got family ties here as well. Do you want to take us back to when you first started and how that all came about?
Yeah, I grew up at the club. I was actually born in the old club rooms.
So dad
came down here from Paran.
Yep.
With Paul Murray, the two of them came down together. I think Paul was actually get it wrong, but I think Paul was here first. Dad came down. And then I've been here since. I grew up, Dad sort of playing twos and threes, a little bit of ones early in my, I call it my career, my life.
My career.
Like I've been here for years. Playing ones and twos out the front and then threes and fours with a bunch of old boys who are still around the club now. And then I started playing junior cricket at the age of 8 in the under 12s. With a bunch of my mates who I'm still really good mates with. And then started playing senior cricket when I was 11.
Wow.
In the fours. Dad was playing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we played a lot of cricket together with the likes of Brian and John Donacki and Smitty and all those boys. And then played a bit of second 11 cricket, went away to another club, Paran, for a couple of years, came back after going to England as well for a bit of a hit and giggle. A few quiet pints and came back and finally decided to made the right choice and came back to Elsternwick, and I've been back since 2014-15.
Yeah, right. Gee, it is a long time. So how long, pretty much your whole life you've been at Elsternwick then?
I have spent my whole living time breathing navy blue. And I
love it. Breathing the navy blue and helping the navy.
I'm not sure that makes sense, but
helping the navy blue in the swamp.
I grew them, mate. I grew them.
Tell us about your first junior team. Who were some names you played with?
James Earp.
Yeah.
So, Erpy. Erpy.
He got a message from me on Friday night last week to the threes. Politely declined.
I don't think anything's bringing Erpy back from retirement. Yeah, so Erpy's dad, Steve, was a coach at the time. Steve took me under his wing, really. I was a little 8-year-old, but playing cricket 8 days a week, loving it. And then started playing as an 8-year-old in the under-12s. Did pretty well, bit of an ego still, but as an 8-year-old, playing against 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yeah, big eel in a small swamp.
went from there, really. Played under 12s all the way through to an 11-year-old, then 14s and 16s with Dec Harrington.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
That era. He came
from, how old are you?
I'm pretty old, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. Forget that sometimes.
Yeah. Dec, who else? Josh Herdman.
Yep.
He was another junior. All these names are leaving me at the moment, but there's a lot of boys who have played. I've played with, over throughout the years in junior cricket that are still around the club and have, for the same reason as me, still around it.
Would have been nice to reunite with the fourth boys at the start of the year with Deck and
It's nice to see. It's nice to see the club, like, it's a very different club to what it was. Even I've been away for a few years now, but even it's very different to what it was back then as well, which is good. It's much more like Deck and Joshy and those boys are really bringing up the fourth 11 and taking the spots of Knackers and Hammer and Brian will play until the day he kills over, which is great. He just keeps making runs, but to sort of take the stress off those boys having to make all the runs and take all the wickets and stuff, it's good to see.
Yeah, and I suppose you are speaking about like what's changed. I suppose when you look back now, you've been here for a long time. What do you think the main things are, as well as the fourths that's changed in your time?
The evenness across the club. Growing up, first 11, as it is now, is very much like a priority. Not a priority, but like a... it's sort of glorified, which is great. I love that. Everyone's got to have their goal, which is what I enjoy seeing the younger kids in the fours playing with them the other week. Mm. They're like, oh, how are the ones going? Or how are the... The Dasses and the LJs and Zachies and
heroes.
Stuff. Yeah, they're like genuine heroes for these young kids. So it was like that as a kid, but it's a bit more accessible now with play cricket and stuff. You can actually keep up to date throughout the game, so they take more of a vested interest in it on a Saturday. The communication, everything as a club, like Cameron's changed so much about this place. But I think it's just a really nice feel around the club now, which is really wholesome.
Is that what drew you back?
Yeah, it is. It's just like, I've got a lot of mates, you know, probably more Joel than you, Max. But
So was it a Lachlan Baker call? Yeah. You got on the bat phone real
long. Bakes has been harassing me for about 3 years, so he finally got his way. And I finally had some Saturdays off to play. And it's just nice to be, I'll call it home.
Wow. He's the ultimate
man. You're getting it all out of me.
The ultimate nuffy, Lachlan Baker, called me on a Sunday. Wasn't time to chat about the game yesterday.
No.
Yeah, Bakes and I do have a few messages every Sunday now. A few. A lot. No, it's good, mate. It's good to have you obviously back around the group. You're obviously a pretty prolific ones player back in the day. Got any particular memories? Maybe a ton out at... was it Werribee?
It was Werribee, mate. Yeah, it was the second. Chainside. I only got 2 votes that game too. I took 3 for 20 on the Sunday as well. And it wasn't even the best. I'm still salty. It wasn't even the best 100 of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Don't ask what happened. Anyway.
Was Hughie Bennett facing a few tough ones that day while you were standing at the other end?
Comes up, yeah. Hughie took a few for the team because I was too scared at the non-strikers. So it was by on gas and fast and short. And I was like, I'm not going down there, Hughie. It's all yours, champ.
How old was Hughie at this time?
Oh, no. 19, 20 maybe?
Textbook Hugh Bennett, though, isn't it?
He's got to where he is now.
It was the most gutsy innings I've seen.
He's like the Purple Heart. Like, he's jumping on grenades. He's that guy.
He would do that for the club, and thankfully he did it for me that day because I would have got hit in the head or...
got out.
We still lost, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. One's debut?
100 in a winning team. The losing team's pretty good. One's debut.
Yeah. Any memories?
Yeah. Erpy, going back to James Earp, dropped a catch off me.
back when you could
bowl. It was a T20 back at Brighton Beach Oval.
That doesn't really count, does it?
No, not really. it's going to sound terrible. I don't really remember my first 11. Actually, no, it was back in 2014-15. At Box Hill. Yeah.
Right.
It was after I came back, because I didn't play first 11 on a Saturday until I came back from Paran. And I made 70-odd in Bakes and I won us a game against Box Hill.
In your debut?
Yeah.
And you couldn't remember that for a second?
No.
I remember my debut, mate. I think I made 6. Now I'm playing 3s.
I hit their spinner through the goalposts at the non-strikers in, so that's a good shot.
Bringing back some memories, it's good.
Yeah, it's nice. Thanks for that.
No worries. Well, obviously, you would have played with a fair few players throughout the years.
Yes.
Something we're bringing back this year is the E11. So, yes. Joel, you want to remind everyone what that is?
Yeah, so basically the E11 is just a list of players that, you know, that the guest has either would want to play with, so you don't have to actually play with them as such.
Yep.
Either you want to play with them or you just have fond memories of guys that you've actually, you know, joined, played with on the cricket field.
You can skin it how you like. Longy was asking, you know, is this meant to be the best team or just the best blokes? And I said, you know what, do whatever
it's
you want.
It's kind of been a bit of both, hasn't it? Like, some people have taken a real, you know, best team approach, but I personally prefer the best blokes approach. It's more interesting that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, just go through the stats and give the best team.
Take the weekend off, Max. That's all right.
Thanks, mate. No, but I think Longy prepared this at work today.
I did. I was very busy on the way up to the Gold Coast and back. Go through stats of
like, the flight has 15, autopilot.
20 years of cricket.
Yeah, but tell us each position and maybe a little why.
So I've got a top six, and then the bottom five are really in any order.
Okay.
I've picked a best overall clubman as well as cricketer. I'm going to average the grades out, so I'm not going to say it's a first 11 team, but it's just a bunch of blokes who I really enjoyed playing with and learnt a lot off while I played with them. Opening the batting, Brian Hammer.
He's gone from strength to strength.
I was just looking on the wall there in the cabinet. He made 196 and I actually contributed 6 runs that day, batting at 3. Thought it was more than that. He made 196 and then Barry Todd, bless him, Barry was a club umpire at the time, and this bloke was bowling wide of the crease from the southern end, the northern end of the old club. The old thirds and fours ground, bowling massive hooping in swingers. Brian's gone a step outside leg stump to hit him down to like fine leg. It's hit the outside of his pad on the leg stump side, and Toddy went up with the bowler on 196.
Oh boy.
Brian didn't talk to Toddy for about 4 months. But, that's opening batsman.
Yep.
Al Reddish, a name not too familiar with many. Al was the most attacking captain I played with. Threes final in my early days with Jack Gavin. Bakes was playing.
Yeah.
There's some big names in that.
Yeah.
He's probably the shortest captain I've played with too.
So is it L as an initial or?
Alistair Reddish.
Yeah, right.
Gotcha. Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Very good bloke.
Top bloke.
I know he's listening.
Number three, Cameron Christensen, Mr. Alistair.
You can't
not have Cam in your side. He's a genius with tactics and batting.
Mm-hmm.
Brad O'Shea, I've never seen a ball hit harder.
Yep.
I had to pick myself.
In at five, when the ball's old.
Sounds like another cop.
And the note is gun. at six, Erpy, James Earp. Some of the biggest quads you'll see post-Christmas just from squatting, keeping. Right.
Post-Christmas.
Cleanest hands and picked on his post-Canada form, which was roughly 2015-16.
Post-Canada.
That season he kept making hundreds and I think he made about 500 runs for the year.
Yeah, right.
Threes. I think he played fours, made 100, threes made 100, twos made 100, ones. Don't think he made 100. But he was good though. and then to finish out my 11, in no particular order, Hugh Bennett. For his gritty innings at Werribee. even Benno's helmet was scared. Johnny Moxon, who's an English boy, bowls gas.
Mm-hmm.
He played a lot of twos and threes at Elswick when he came over. Andy Magorian. Not sure if you boys would have faced him.
Do you remember facing
Mogga? Yeah, it's terrifying.
About 16.
Yeah. Mogga used to bowl off 16 yards and bowl about 160 k's an hour. Had to pick my old man.
Yeah, D-Long. Yeah.
He played a lot of games for Paran first 11. Doesn't turn them, but he gets me out every time he bowls to me still, so I had to pick him. And Das O'Connor is the angriest spinner I've ever played with, and he's wrong in, yeah, I've got a note here, he's wrong in his 135 k's an hour. So if you can't pick it, probably shouldn't be batting out there, mate.
Love spot pad.
That's my 11. Solid 11, but I'd be happier that we'd take most sides to the cleaners.
Yeah.
It's a very good side.
It's a very good side. Yeah.
Very good side. Now you've done well, mate. Obviously, what's that, like 10 years worth of playing? Or how old are you?
That's a decade.
40 something?
31, Max. Yeah. That's right.
It's a decade. 40 years of playing. Yeah.
No, it's good. That's probably the strongest E11 we've had, I reckon. in terms of ability.
Yeah. Oh, well, some of the other sides we've had, that is definitely the strongest side, I'd say, without doubt.
There's some 100%. Big names there.
Some big names.
A lot of runs.
Yeah, some I must be next
to something. Yeah, I think you're 12. Yeah. Just scroll down a little bit further.
Yeah, you're in Longy's fifth 11.
Yeah. I actually was going to do mine, but I forgot, so we'll do that next week.
Have you done yours?
I've never done mine. It was just yours, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Mine was like very recent history, Elstermick, though. Yeah, like,
it's a pretty boring team.
Yeah.
I'll get some names out of a hat soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, should we get in the results? Obviously, it was a pretty good weekend, I'd say, overall.
Yeah, what's that? Jolly.
We've got the big whiteboard in front of us, so.
Yeah, like it.
We'll run through the results. I'll do the ones, because neither of you played ones, did you?
Nah.
No. We played Moorabbin, and we batted first, made 250 for four. Das, 98, not out. Finn, 59. What's Das averaging for the year now?
260 or something. Like, something stupid. It's
very boring, isn't it? Like, why doesn't he just have a crack? You know what I mean? Apparently blocked the last ball as well. Not surprised. But I suppose the big thing over the weekend was Jacko Hall in his debut, 5 for 17, which is obviously unreal. He's played all the way through the juniors, Craig, fourths, thirds, seconds, first. So really well deserved from Jacko, and really happy for him.
And some big celebrations at the shuffle night too.
Oh yeah,
I might add.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after this. But Jacko was in fine form.
Yeah, love it. Do you want to talk us through the twos, Jolly?
Yeah, quickly? We'll. What is it? Morley Community Village Reserve, I believe it's called. Yep. Bakes won the toss and we batted, and it's always a nice wicket out there. And Bakes loved it. He always fills his boots at Moorabbin. Always opens and always gets runs every time I played there with him. 85 off 107. With Will Norton, who was exceptional. He batted the house down. It was good to see him get some confidence up. 64 off 95. Oh, I came in and hacked a few at the end.
27 off 12.
27
by
off
the
12. Strike
rate.
Unbelievable.
So, Bakes goes, we need. Yeah, it did. First six for the club, actually.
Talk us through it.
Yeah, straight down the. Straight over the bowler's head.
It's a pretty big boundary, isn't it?
Yeah, Morley? It is. Yeah, about 100 metres, I'd say. No, before the game, it was Bakes goes, we need someone to fill Will Long's runs. And I was like, well, I'm the tallest and I'm batting six. So maybe I should put the hand up. Yeah. You know what they say, mate. Even a blind squirrel finds an acorn from time to time. One of those days.
And you wouldn't come up with this stuff.
then we had a bowl and, look, to be fair, pretty underwhelming from Moorabbin. I mean, 40 overs, 145, 124.
That's just the worst, isn't it?
I was just sitting there half asleep. I was like, let's get on with it, boys. I'll have a crack. But some good figures there. Groves, 2 for 13. And Cal Richmond bowled really well, 3 for 27. There was talk I was going to get a bowl the last over. Bakes asked Cal Richmond, mate, you mind if Joel has a bowl? And he goes, nah, I want the ball. And he took a bowl. So well played, Cal Richmond.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but no, good win for the boys. 2 from 4.
Yeah, two in a row, isn't it?
Two in a row.
Yeah, nice. Yep. I'll go through the thirds quickly because it wasn't pretty, to be honest. I lost my first toss ever and we got sent in and we got bowled out for 110. Not much more to say, really. It was a pretty average deck.
Yeah, what was the wicket like?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Apparently it was the greenest. So Rowan Groves said it was the greenest wicket he's ever seen at that ground at Port Melbourne.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, to be honest. That whole ground is pretty pathetic, to be honest, though. It's just like the outfield, like there's just random mounds and like relayed surface in some spots and then other spots of the old ground. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Terrible. Bailey Dale came in for his first game of the year. Very, very late call-up after I'd asked about 40 people, I reckon. If you named an Elstermick player in the last 5 years, I asked them to play. But Bailey,
James Earp also got asked.
He actually he didn't shut it down completely. So he's probably just being nice.
There's still hype.
Now he's going to cop a message every week. Bailey made 20. I think Varun made 18, so nothing really to write home about. But, they got us 5 down. Varun bowled really well, 2 for 19. Disappointing. Do you want to do the fours, Longy, just with what's in front of you?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're the only one who's played fours here this year, so.
Yeah. another loss. Looking at that, Port Melbourne batted first and made 9 for 192.
Yep.
Ethan bowled well, 4 for 27.
Reckons he was bowling gas, too. That's what he was saying at the shuffle night.
Ethan Glynn,
Ethan Glynn.
Yeah.
And then we came out and batted and fell short. 128 all out.
H. Thompson.
Yeah, not much else up. I can say, really. Yeah. I wasn't there, Max.
No, you've done well with what's in front of you.
Throw me on the spot there.
That's all right.
Hayden Thompson, 22 off 50, though. That's yep.
Stuck around.
Digging in when your team needs you, but yeah, unfortunately fell a little bit short there.
Bad luck to the fours. Fifth, first win of the season. How good. Bold Bond Beach out for 88. Raj, 3 for, I believe that's Max Flavel, 2 for 3. We chase it one down, so Dill Flavel 60 not out. So a great win by the fifth. So that leaves us at 3-2 for the men's over the weekend. Jolly, have you got any other results there in front of you, mate? Or
I do, but I'll save it for the how good.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. Fixtures this week, ones and twos, Saturday, Sunday, unlucky lads.
Yeah.
You got any flights on Saturday, Sunday? Lad?
I'm actually working Sunday morning, but... Unfortunately, I'm back in time to play both days of the weekend, which my wife's not overly happy about, but yeah, I'm looking forward to playing.
Box Hill, threes and fours, which is a one-dayer, and the fifths have Richmond Academy, whatever that means. Good on you. The Academy, is that like a bunch of youngsters, is it, Ange? Or?
Yeah, mainly youngsters from Richmond's development squad.
So right.
We had them a couple of years ago in the comp, and they were very strong.
So okay, tough game.
Is that when Tanish got the wicket of Hugh Lynch? Do I recall? Yes. I have to remind him about that.
Well, there you go.
Keep reminding him about that.
Quick club championship update. We're up to ninth, which is decent. We're only 10 points behind. So, if we can all start winning every grade, that'd be helpful, I think.
Well, if the threes captain wants to put his hand up,
good advice,
from the front.
Yeah, haven't been doing much of that so far this season, to be honest. Great bowling change by me on the weekend, though, for Ruin.
Yeah.
Collins off, Vroon on, second ball wrong, and bloke just leaves it on middle stuff.
Oh.
I took all the credit for it, obviously. But yeah, tell us about the iPod Shuffle night, Jolly.
Yeah, great night. Will Long's man, Hugh Bennett, winner. So he was the last song called out, Hughie Bennett.
Very unpopular winner, I heard.
Yeah. It was just too nice.
Too nice.
You don't want good things to be rewarded. Like, Hugh Bennett's won enough in his life. Like, no, great night. I think we had 40-odd there, maybe?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and Dave and Karen were there. Kaz were there for a bit.
Will not there.
No, nah, I was a little bit crook Saturday.
That's right. You had something on Sunday, didn't you?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Better than I expected.
You win?
No, didn't win. Did not win.
You know who didn't win? Me in bloody traffic, mate.
Yeah.
I was scolding Will Long on the Bean Highway.
Yeah, no, great. Look at Lockie Baker just pacing, waiting for selection.
He's itching to get to selection, but he's going to have to wait a little bit longer. But yeah, good night.
Yeah, it was awesome. I think we were there for... I don't even remember what time I got home. It was a real club room night.
Yep.
Awesome. First function for the season, big success. Yep. So
love it.
Very happy.
Let's do a how good. You got one, Jolly?
I do. Our man, Andrew Chisholm.
Yep.
The Veterans National Tournament is on this week. Chiz with 41 against ACT yesterday and backing up with 19 today. But as I said last year, Elston Mick well represented. Steve Davies, Cooper's old man, plays for New South Wales, and Bob Menzies plays for Queensland. So big grudge match, Steve v Bob on Thursday. well anticipated, but yep. No, great work to Andrew Chisholm. I think it's his first time selected in the side.
I think he's played in something like that before.
Yeah.
Well, you've obviously got to be over 60, so I don't know if
he's batting at 3, and he's had a good start to the carnival. So well done to Chiz.
Yeah, good on you, Chiz. I'll quickly do the women's results as well because they played on the weekend. We batted first 6 for 90. Shannon Elphick's back, which is good.
Gun.
Yeah.
Wax
real good. Mm. Caroline Larcher, 15 not out. Zoe Danacki got 11. And Louise Tobin, 12 not out. And then bowling, Louise got the only wicket. Monash Uni / Noble Park women, obviously a strong side this year. So bad luck to the ladies. They got Bond Beach this weekend. Wilf, you got a how good?
Good luck, ladies. I've got two.
Okay, that can make up for my lack of how good.
Is that enough?
Yep.
You can't go past Jackson Hall's 5 for 17 off 7.
Yep.
Play cricket's no good. Wouldn't tell me any maidens he bowled. Yeah. 2 wicket maidens, though.
Yeah, right.
So that's just an incredible spell. In my head, Jackson's still like 14 years old, so
yeah.
He hasn't grown up yet. So that's a pretty incredible effort.
First game. Well, how long has he played for too? Yeah. Like, to get that opportunity and taking it with both hands.
Just grabbed
it.
And my second one is in the second 11. It's good to see Bakes making runs, but also some juniors making runs.
Mm-hmm.
Bakes and Nortz put on 112 on Saturday in the twos, batting first. And then just to really flex his stuff on the weekend, Nortz went out and made 24 off 8 on Sunday. And you understand me?
Out?
No, retired, not out.
He's retired, not out.
He'd had enough.
Yeah.
Enough runs for the weekend, I'm done. Strike rate of 300. So they're my two how goods.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I don't have one, so thanks for doing two. Everything's our good. But yeah, I think that just about wraps us up, Jolly, unless you've got anything else.
No,
to...
nothing else from me, but big guest next week.
I thought you meant Will, I was going to say.
Well, he's a huge guest as well.
Yeah. It's very tall.
Size-wise and
very tall. Yeah, big guest next week. So
big guest.
Everybody get excited. It'll be way better than this week.
Oh, shit.
That's just a joke.
Not hard, yeah.
No, I appreciate you coming on, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Longy.
Pleasure.
You've been a pleasure.
Great talking. Max. Thanks, Max.
Good luck, everyone, on the weekend.
Yeah, good luck.